Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Comedian Derek Seguin, April 7th. Veteran comedian Derek Seguin is set to return to Sudbury on April 7th. He will be on stage for a 19-plus event at the Northbury Hotel and Conference Center, 50 Brady Street, at 7:30 p.m. Seguin is winner of the 2015 SiriusXM Top Comic and made appearances at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. He is also a regular on CBC Radio's The Debaters. Tickets start at $35 and are available for purchase here. Jazzed Up Downtown Series, April 7th. Jazz Sudbury has resumed its free concert series every Thursday evening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Oscar's Grill, located at 86 Durham Street in downtown Sudbury. The series features musicians from the Sudbury jazz community. The Tony Simpkin Trio performs April 7th. Visit www.jazzsudbury.com. TNO presents Aeroporte April 7-9 production highlights the story of Amelia Earhart. Fantasy, comedy and philosophical fable come together in this imaginary journey that plumbs the depths of memory that lives beyond death. In Aeroporte, the visions of two Sudbury playwrights intersect in Miriam Cusson's French translation of local playwright Matthew Hades' original English play, entitled, Ever Falling Flight, which ran at STC in March. Enjoy the opportunity to discover two unique visions of the same play. The TNO production of Aeroporte runs April 7-9 at Collège Boréal, including two performances with English subtitles. Tickets are pay what you can, with a maximum price of $40 each. Visit TNO's website for tickets. Cambrian College Virtual Spring Open House April 9th virtual event takes place Saturday, April 9th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Student ambassadors will join Cambrian staff and faculty to answer questions about Cambrian's programs, student services, campus life, and financial aid. An on-campus open house will follow on June 4th. Learn more online here. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Healing Touch April 9th. This special concert marks 2 years since the pandemic began and honors those who suffered with COVID, their caregivers and all first-line responders and essential workers within our community. The SSO String Quartet will perform Beethoven's String Quartet Opus 132 in a minor, that offers a prayer of thanks after illness, with T.S. Eliot's writings on suffering and resilience inspired by this piece. Event MCED by local radio host Marcus Schwab. Two concert times, 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. takes place at Sudbury Indie Cinema on Mackenzie Street. $5 from each ticket goes to Health Sciences North Foundation. Purchase tickets through SSO's website. Easter Seals Telethon April 10th. Easter Seals Ontario will broadcast its annual Telethon April 10th on Eastlink Community TV Channel 10, HD 610. The telethon airs 1 to 2 p.m. and 7 to 8 p.m. The show will appeal to viewers and the community to come together to help raise funds to purchase urgently needed accessibility and mobility equipment for children and youth with physical disabilities. For more information, visit easterseals.org. Ecumenical Christian Prayer Service for Ukraine April 10th. A group of concerned local Christians invites you to an Ecumenical Christian Prayer Service for Ukraine Sunday April 10th at 3:30 p.m. at St. Mary's Ukrainian Catholic Church downtown, across from Elm Place Mall. La Slague presents Nocturna, The Magical Night, French-language family film, screenings April 10th and May 1st. La Slague presents family French-language screenings of the film, Nocturna, The Magical Night, at Sudbury Indie Cinema on April 10th and May 1st. Part of the Les Petites Vues series. In the aging orphanage, the days pass very uneventfully, but the nights are something quite different, at least for Tim they are. The light reflected from the stars is the only cure for his fear of the dark. One night this fear leads him to the orphanage rooftop, where he discovers that his favorite star has disappeared, and unfortunately it's not going to be the last one. Purchase tickets online here. Presentation on Columbine High School shooting April 11th. Special presentation on lessons learned from the 1999 Columbine High School shooting with retired principal Frank DeAngelis. A panel will join him. Event is being hosted by the Violence Threat Assessment Steering Committee. Takes place 6 to 8 p.m. April 11th at the Caruso Club. You can also watch via Zoom. Presentation will be in English. For more information, contact VTRA coordinator at gmail.com. Events marking 1 year anniversary of Lou Cutts April 11 to 14 events include Sacred Fire in honor of those impacted by CCAA, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. April 11 at University of Sudbury Sacred Arbor, Evening of Solidarity featuring jazz music, poetry and more, in person 7 to 9 p.m. April 11 at Thornlow Theater, RSVP at triculturalct2021@gmail.com by April 9. Also to be live-streamed here, Student Roundtable on the Impact of Privatization of Public Universities hosted by the Canadian Federation of Students Ontario, 3 p.m. April 12, hybrid in-person, online event, RSVP at triculturalct2021@gmail.com by April 9, music performance by No Lou Jazz Combo, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. April 14 at Oscar's Grill Downtown, free of charge. L'Arche Sudbury Fish Fridays until April 15. L'Arche Sudbury, a local nonprofit that works with people with intellectual disabilities, has announced they will be bringing back their beloved Fish Fridays, in partnership with Herbert Fisheries. L'Arche Sudbury will be receiving half of all sales from the meal combo, priced at $27, that includes 4 pieces of fish, a small fry, coleslaw, and tartar sauce. The event runs until April 15, and meal tickets need to be purchased by the Wednesday before the day of pickup. To purchase your meals and schedule a time to pick up your meal, click here. TNO presents Le Club des Ephemeres April 20-23. A TNO creation that had its original run postponed by the pandemic, this dramatic comedy by Alain Doom features 5 residents in a retirement home who are being interviewed for a documentary on the dreadful swarms of Lake Nipissing shadflies, called Ephemeres in French, that engulf North Bay every summer. These ladies find the request disappointing. They would much rather discuss a topic dear to their hearts, the Dion quintuplets. They share their memories for the camera, but in doing so, each of them ends up revealing a sordid page of her past. Le Club des Ephemeres will return to the stage in La Grande Salle at Place des Arts April 20-23. Some performances will be presented with English subtitles. Purchase tickets online here. Celtic Illusion at the Sudbury Arena April 22. Celtic Illusion brings its magic to the Sudbury Community Arena on April 22. Show features dance and magical illusion. Includes a cast of internationally acclaimed dancers, including performers from Riverdance and Lord of the Dance. Tickets available at greatersudbury.ca/tickets. Carrefour Francophone presents interactive dance performance, Francophone Family Activity. April 23, families are invited to take part in this interactive dance performance by Foolish Operations. Tricutter, knitting, is a participative performance where dance looks a lot like knitting. The audience, placed in a circle, produces the dance, in which wool threads weave links between the audience, the space and the performer. As the dance winds back and forth, the wool threads form a giant knot of bright colors. Memories of knitting in our own families come back to mind. You will experience a lovely moment of curiosity and exploration, along with a sense of belonging to a community. Event to take place starting at 10 a.m. April 23 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. La Slague presents Diane Tell April 24. Since the days when she won 6 Felix Music Industry Awards before her 25th birthday, Diane Tell has had a long and successful international career spanning 4 decades. Her work includes mega hits that live on in memories. And now, her latest album entitled Haiku beats a new musical path. It's practically a new genre, where rock has jazz-like freedom and inventiveness. Concert takes place April 24 at 7:30 p.m. at College Boreal. Purchase tickets online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Inuit Prints Exhibition until April 30. The Art Gallery of Sudbury invites you to visit to a new exhibition featuring 60 prints by 27 Inuit artists titled First Sign of Spring. Inuit Prints from the Collections 1959 to 1970. The exhibit runs until April 30. Artists include Kanowa Kashevik, Pitsiolik Ashuna, Lucy Chinuayuak, Kananjinik Putuguk and Helen Kalvik. Pre-book your visit online at artsudbury.org or phone 705-675-4871 to make your booking. Community Volunteer Income Tax Program available until April 29, United Way Centrade Northeast Ontario, Nord-Est de l'Ontario, UWCNEO, in partnership with Canada Revenue Agency, is now offering the Virtual Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, CVIT, to help low-income earners file their taxes at zero cost. The virtual CVIT program is available from March 1 to April 29, 2022. Eligible clients may register online at uwcneo.com or by phone at 705-560-3330, ext. 210. Create a Nature Mandala during April. Coalition for a Livable Sudbury invites residents to celebrate Earth and its changing seasons by making a nature mandala. Typically arranged in a circular shape that radiates from a central point, a nature-made mandala can be created from found materials such as pine cones, acorns, dried flowers and leaves, cattails, pebbles, rocks, shells, branches and any other sort of natural material. When you've completed your mandala, post your photo and tag at Livable Sud anytime in April. Learn more here. Pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.